Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's Thursday, March 23rd. This is Mims Copeland with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Oregon lawmakers passed a $200 million bipartisan housing and homelessness package Tuesday night. It was sent to Governor Tina Kotek's desk for final approval, and she's expected to sign it soon. The money will bolster rent assistance, expand shelters, protect homeless youth, and catalyze housing development. The package also makes several policy changes intended to defray the affordable housing crisis. That includes giving tenants more time to pay overdue rent and holding local jurisdictions accountable for producing more housing. Billions of dollars are slated to be pumped out to communities starting this week. This speed is highly unusual and shows the sense of urgency in both parties to address the state's pressing housing shortage. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler's quest to secure financial backing for his planned mass tent encampments continues to sputter, despite his months of intense lobbying. The six proposed tent sites that Wheeler's pushed the city to create are intended to provide a safe and sanitary place to sleep for up to 250 people each, plus access to meals and housing navigation assistance. But they won't qualify for a single penny under the state package the legislature passed. Tents do not meet a number of the habitability requirements outlined by the state and in federal standards, including doors that lock and hard surface walls and roofs. Many cities in the Portland area saw more modest growth in recent years as soaring home prices pushed residents away. But not North Plains. From 2016 to 2021, this Northwest Washington County community grew its population by 58%. According to the American Community Survey, the population went from 2,070 people to 3,280. North Plains was also the fastest growing city of 3,000 or more in all of Oregon during those 5 years. And city officials expect North Plains' population to more than double over the next 20 years. Chico, a Portland restaurant known for its house mill tortillas, mezcal margaritas, and serene back patio, has closed after a decade on Southeast Division Street. According to owner Liz Davis, the decision to close was purely financial. In the restaurant's newsletter, Davis wrote, "After COVID closures, snow days, chronic staff turnover, a brutal slow season, and rising costs, the time has come to move on. Chico plans to hold a farewell buffet starting at 5:30 tonight until they run out of food. Guests are asked to bring cash." Thanks for listening. You can support local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to OregonLive.com/podsupport.